Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slabtown, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
You literally just blow the hell out of these hogs.
Gonna go blow some ducks?
I've got the poo in my hands. You're not running for president of Asia.
Yes.
I can squirt or suck, yes. And I can squirt.
Okay, we apologize.
It's time for the club, baby. On 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Black Dawn.
Hoo-wee.
Yowzers.
Suke, I'm proud of you.
I think we're all uncomfortable right now.
Yeah, thanks to you.
Yeah, wow.
Jeez, man.
Good Lord.
What are you talking about on the radio?
Hey, we're relatively on time for us.
I know, isn't that great? Even after Joey.
It was great until that intro. Even for me, I was like, ew.
Man, you say I don't like the blacks. You say that you could do both of those things. I will not repeat that.
Well, you're the one that said you didn't like the blacks. Chelsea doesn't like the blacks.
I mean, that,
it's out of your words.
Blazers uniforms, sir. But yes. Oh, man. You little sports bunnies. Let's talk some
sports bunnies.
Let's talk some club. Yeah. I've got the five. This is from Psychology Today. Mm-hmm. It's a publication I read often.
Just
actually do.
It, like, along with the New England Journal of Medicine?
I actually do. You know why?
Oh,
I do.
Your wife's a psychologist.
Yeah, my wife gets it.
She gets Psychologist Today?
Psychology Today. It comes to the house.
Do you get Radio Today and peruse through? You're like,
I do not get Radio Inc. Because it's probably very depressing.
Yeah.
But no, she gets Psychology Today probably just because.
Yeah.
Just because.
They just send it out.
Yeah.
Does she read it?
I don't know. I'll have to ask her.
You decide you peruse
it. I peruse it.
That's like toilet reading. You're like, all right.
Well, I think, you know, sometimes there's some interesting stuff in there.
Sure.
You know, human behavior and whatnot.
Yeah. I mean, I read a shampoo bottle once when I was sitting on the can, so...
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, you'll read anything.
You'll read
there.
Anything.
You're
you ever have that where you forget your phone?
Yes.
You're like, whatever. Yep. You're like, well, let's read the contents of this, see what's happening there.
Have you already read... Like, I've seen stuff that I've already read and then read it again.
Yeah, that's going to sit there.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
You know, finally got an old Reader's Digest in there. Like, you over to, like, your parents' house or whatever, and they have magazines from, like, 1994. You're like,
Oh, look.
1994 people. Let's see what Julia Roberts is up to.
Mel Gibson, the hottest man alive.
Yeah.
What would you do if you had nothing to read on the toilet? Like, at all?
Just
like, nothing is in your... And you can't get up because you're pooping.
Yeah, you're locked in.
So what do you do? Do you just...
I tend to sing.
You do?
Yeah. Like, I sing. I do it when I shop, too.
What is
like,
your poop song?
Yeah. Well, it's like I make... You know, like in that Brockmire show where he would sports
cast.
Yeah,
such a good show.
He would sport cast whatever he's doing. So he would like he called play by play of him. He like Brockmire
taking a dump.
He's dabbing at it. He's dabbing.
It's getting close. It looks like it's going
to... Yeah. So when I have to do mundane things that I don't want to do, I tend to sing like jingles in my head. And
or, why are you going there?
I just do it out loud. Like if I'm parking, you know, and my kids laugh. But I like if I'm... It's just my way of not getting upset at something or making the best out of it. So, like, if I'm in a busy parking lot, I'll be, like, looking for a place to park. Can't find a effing place to park. That lady has a fat ass. You know, I just, like, I just... And I'll just jingle.
Did you just call a lady fat randomly?
I said she had a fat ass.
It's the same thing. Like, why would you put that in there?
Because it happens to be like, I'll be like, oh, look at that.
Top of mind.
Yeah.
Just
top of mind.
Tearing people down in your brain.
No, fat ass can be a very good thing. That can be like, hey.
I will do the same thing as you, Suk, but to songs that already exist.
Yeah, I don't, there's no real, there's no like
You're
real.
Loser.
Yeah,
it's just I just do it. So like if I'm pooping and there was nothing else there and I was going to be there for a little bit, there would probably be a pooping song that would get sung to kind of pass the time.
That's where ADHD really helps you, because I have ADHD, and the amount of just screaming and talking that goes on in your own head. Like I've joked with my best friend who also has ADHD. Like, have you ever just turned the radio down because you're so loud, like talking to yourself? So that will happen.
Turn the radio. Oh,
like you're in the car and you're like, dude, this is too much. Or you forget to turn the radio on because you're talking to yourself. Okay. I don't know if anybody else does that, but that's a me thing.
Not me. I'm a radio man. My radio is always loud. I'm listening intently. You know, if I'm pooping and I don't have anything to read and on my phone, which I am the king of making sure I have my phone.
Sure.
So this doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
I will do two things. I will either call for my dog.
What?
I love that.
Yeah, because I don't often close the door.
Sure.
You know, so I'm just like, hey, Molly, get in here.
Come do something with me.
Yeah, do something cool.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
Oh.
And then we have this stupid cat now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I call that stupid cat.
Actually, the cat comes when you call it?
I mean.
Ours do.
Kind of. If yeah. you have to like make it think that it's gonna get something cool.
Yeah,
like, you gotta say it cute. Like, oh, Pikachu, Eevee. It can't be like they're in trouble.
Your cats are Pikachu and Eevee.
I've told you this.
Yeah, yeah, he's told.
That
you.
Makes
yeah, they're
sense.
Pokemon.
Or I will just start talking to my wife if she's there. just rope her into a conversation
from the other room.
Yeah,
you're like.
Well, we have a pretty small house.
Yeah.
You're like President Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Yeah,
yeah. He took meetings.
Yep.
Took meetings.
Literally said, "Come into the Esser with me and listen to."
Yeah, my dog follows me in there. He's a bit of a shadow, and he wants to see what you're doing. And I, you know, it's one thing. Like if you're sitting down, it is a little because he's like when he sits down, he's eye level because he's such a big dog. And I will tell you, it used to be a little like you're like
he's
buddy.
Checking out your drunk junk.
No. He's like eye level with you. Like, if I'm sitting and he's sitting, he's staring you right in the face. And I always feel bad for him. I'm like, really? This is, like, what you want to do? But he goes in
well,
there.
Well, you know what he's afraid of?
Huh.
Because Molly does this, too.
Yeah.
I believe that the dogs are afraid that there's a trap door in there and you're leaving.
You're like falling
so they're
in.
Just making sure that you're not leaving
by
going into that room.
But if I go into the bathroom, he will follow me in. He won't always stay in there. But he is almost a guaranteed follow in and sit, check out what's going on. And then sometimes he lays down, other times he leaves. But yeah, he likes to see what's going on in there. Yeah,
that is a big point of anxiety for puppies or dogs in general. They're scared that their owners will leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, every time you leave the house.
Yeah, so you go in that door and they're like, hey, where's he going? It's not like they're like, oh, that's the bathroom. He'll be back out of there. They go in there, they check, like, where are you going? Well, oh, okay, you're still here. All
and
right.
When I had three, it was odd because sometimes if all three would follow you, because they all the times they think I'm, like, getting them a treat. Like, if they know I walk into a certain area, there's a good chance if they follow me, you're getting a treat. And so it was, because we don't have a huge bathroom. And so the three dogs was a lot to be in there. Like, hey, guys, give me five, huh? And now we're getting another big one. Yeah, if she goes in there with me too, it'll be a full house. Like you had two.
Yeah, I don't know if I could handle that.
That's a you know you got like 160 and 130 in there in a small bat. That's a lot of animal.
You need some space to do your business, man. Like a sardine kind of bathroom does not sound fun.
I have a couple of fun photos of like you just see like feet, and then there's just three dogs, and there's really they're just sprawled out on the floor, and you're like, this can't, there's got to be something else in
there's
the house.
There's a human in there.
Well, yeah, you're just like, what is happening? And you see like a couple.
Wait,
little
did they eat her?
Little toesies.
Okay, okay, so we blew through the segment. Yeah. Coming up next, the top five arguments in relationships. The top five arguments in relationships today from Psychology Today. The top five things the average American couple argues about. That's next on The Fan.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, a lot of people are testing us, saying that their animals do follow them into the bathroom.
Yeah.
And again, I believe what they're doing is just making sure
you don't fall.
You didn't build a door in there and are leaving. They don't want you to leave.
Yeah.
They kind of know that you don't leave when you go into that door.
Yeah.
They just want to make make sure.
Yeah. My dog doesn't like closed doors. As long as doors are open, he's fine. You close the door, he's like, what are we doing?
My cats will, one of our cats is almost 20 pounds and he will physically, like, you can hear him banging on the door. It's like, is that a person? It's a little scary sometimes.
Here are the top five arguments in relationships today. Mm-hmm. These are the top five things that the average American couple argues about.
Sure.
You can probably predict some
yeah,
of them,
yeah.
if not all of them.
Sex, money, not listening, you know, things of that yeah. nature.
Number five, family.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Whether nuclear or extended is perhaps one of the oldest and most enduring points of contention in romantic partnerships throughout history.
Yeah.
These arguments tend to differ in specifics from couple to couple, but you'll often notice some common threads. For some, it's the in-laws. For others, it's differences in opinion on raising kids. Mm. Some might argue about spending too little time with their relatives, while others may feel that they're becoming over-involved within the relationship.
I bet you that's probably one of the harder ones to solve, because yeah. if your spouse hates the, you know, your family, and you love your family, that's tough. How do you choose?
That's an extreme example. You never really, I don't know. I mean, maybe you do. But I just mean, like, you don't have to hate them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're like, how often are they, like, really your people?
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, they're great, but yeah. I don't really want a lot of them.
Yeah. We had,
so you got to kind of balance, like, you know?
It was tough when I was married to my late wife. You know? She came to me once, and I don't remember if it was after Thanksgiving, if it was like after Christmas. It was one of those where we went over, and she just said, every time I leave, I end up feeling worse about myself, and like I just want to cry. And so we were like, all right, well, we stopped going. It was like, and then, of course, that causes problems in the family when you're like, by the way, we're not coming to these anymore. And, of course, that causes a rift. But, like, if you have to make a choice, you know, you I mean, at least for me, it's like you choose the spouse. But for a lot of people, I think it's hard to do that. And I just think that can be a complicated
Well,
one.
It's usually, so this says, while these disputes often seem to be about family values, in most cases, that is a facade. Arguments about family involvement, or in some cases, a lack thereof, are at their core really just debates about autonomy and boundaries.
Yeah.
Too much advice, prying, or involvement, even if it's well-intentioned, can leave couples feeling as though their unity is being threatened.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really what it is.
That's a tough one, though. Family can get real sticky real fast.
Number four, chores.
Oh, yeah.
It's not at all surprising that household chores are consistently cited as a major source of conflict in modern romantic relationships. This has been true for decades.
Yeah.
Disagreements about the dishes or an unfolded pile of laundry may seem trivial at face value, but anyone who's been in a long-term relationship can attest to the fact that chores carry an incredibly profound and heavy symbolic weight.
100%.
It's running of the household, right?
Now, the best part...
Well, it's a measure of fairness.
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
Equality, respect.
Well, when people say, oh, they're trivial, it's like, these are the things that, like, you've got to do to keep your household running. So no, none of this is trivial.
My buddy said this to me the other day. I was having a chat with my friend, and it wasn't even about this. Actually, we were kind of talking about politics. And it made me think of this when you said it's about fairness. He said that the tricky part about that is your idea of fairness is not the same as someone else's idea of fairness.
Right.
And it really is true, because you may think that you're being Mr., you know, oh, yeah, this is equally split. And your wife can be like, dude, what are you talking about? I do everything. So, yeah, fairness.
Well, that's most women.
Yeah. Well, fairness is just we all want to be fair and equitable, I would think. But that's the problem, is everyone's idea of fairness is different.
Well, listen. There is probably not a woman on the planet that doesn't think she does more than the dude around the house.
Yes.
Not one.
Yeah, I would think so.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It goes beyond that,
but
though.
The guy thinks...
Yeah, like he's doing stuff.
Well, he thinks he's doing stuff, but he also thinks, well...
The stuff that he does maybe outside of the house negates some of the stuff that he doesn't do inside the house.
But he also thinks that perhaps what she's worried about doesn't matter. Mm. Or like she wants things this way.
And you're like, what does
you
it matter?
Don't yeah, care. You don't you're care. Like, well, I don't need it though. That means nothing to me. So therefore, I'm not going to do that. Well, that pisses her off.
Yeah, absolutely.
The one of the best things about the BTJ and my relationship is she doesn't want me to do it. She does not like the way I do chores.
Well, exactly.
And so therefore... She does not try to change the way I do chores. She will not let, like, if I go to load the dishwasher, she will tell me, don't do it. Because she knows it's not going to be the way she likes it. And she'll tell me, I'm just going to have to redo it, so don't bother yourself. I go to do laundry. Whoa, what are you doing? I'm going to do laundry. No, you're not. She hates I only have a handful of things that she agrees with the way I do them. And it actually is refreshing, because that would drive me normally crazy. If I'm doing the dishes and someone bitches at me because I didn't do them properly, that would piss me off. But she doesn't, because she's just like, I'm just going to do them. She'd rather just do them herself, and she never complains about it. She never says, I have to do everything around here. She knows she has a specific way she wants to do it, and so she just does it.
Isn't some of that cultural? She's Japanese.
She's Japanese.
And that Japanese women,
yes,
they take that very seriously.
Yes, they
like,
do.
Is their nest.
They, yes.
And you don't mess with it.
No.
And so it's sort of a cultural thing.
Yes.
For her.
And so it's at times I used to feel bad, because I'd be like, well, I can do that. Let me clean up. And I was like, I used to be insulted. I'm like, seriously, like I've cleaned. I know how to do this. And now I just, I'm like, she just would rather do it. And she doesn't complain. Cause I used to think I thought those would be things that would later get thrown in my face. I thought, like, at a future argument, she'd be like, you don't do crap around here. And I'm like, I would try. She never does.
These are the top five arguments in relationships today. 5, family. 4, chores. 3, communication styles. Interestingly, these arguments aren't limited to a specific topic at all. Rather, it comes down to the way in which partners bring up these topics.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a...
This is the whole love...
That is true.
Love language and, you know, how you can... Yeah, this is...
These differences
enormous.
In communication styles can manifest in various ways. For instance, one partner may enjoy discussing things directly, whereas the other only brings things up indirectly. One partner may be very expressive in revealing their concerns, whereas the other might be very reserved. And one partner may prefer to get to the bottom of things as soon as they happen, whereas the other might prefer to delay certain conversations in favor of processing everything fast.
Yeah.
I can tell you, my wife and I... Our differences there are she communicates about everything, every little thing. It's like, hey, I mean, just like, okay, all right, I don't care, but okay, cool, right. Thank you.
All right.
She just wants that. She wants that interaction. Whereas I am as silent as a mouse, unless it's something important.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. And that drives her crazy.
Yeah, I talk too much. So that's my issue.
This is I get this one a lot. Ask a question and I'll start to answer it, and then I realize that this is not a quick answer, nor do you care about the answer I'm about to give. And so I'll stop him and I will say it doesn't matter. Just it's not a big deal. And it pisses her off so very much. And I'm like, I don't want to explain. Like, I don't want to go in depth about this, and it doesn't really matter anyways, and you don't really care. You're just trying to, like, have some sort of communication. So can we just talk about something else? I don't want to explain this. She gets very, very upset at that. But I can't help it because my brain is just like, I don't want to have this conversation right now.
It says, partners who differ in these preferences may feel offended or misunderstood by one another as they might not agree in terms of the structuring of the conversation. In turn, the argument may then devolve into a matter of how they decided to air their grievances.
Yep.
The timing, the words, the directness, rather than the grievance in and of itself.
You end up fighting about the fight instead of the original issue.
It's amazing
that anyone is able to tolerate, when you start thinking about this, how any of us actually spend time with the other person without killing them is kind of incredible.
Actually, my therapist did tell me at one point, it's couples' jobs to piss each other off. That's what you do.
Well, you live with anyone, to Sue's point, you live with anyone, it's going to drive you crazy at some point.
Well, and when you are that close to someone, you know what pisses them off, and you know how to get them, and you know what gets under their skin, and it just, you know, it's
you stop caring about that.
Yeah, it's easy to brush off. Like, when you're around a stranger, you don't want to offend them. When you're around a person that you see every day and that you love, you're like, whatever.
Where are you going?
Yeah, he ain't going anywhere.
All right, these are the top five arguments in relationships today. Family number five, chores number four, communication styles number three. What must be 2 and 1? We will find out next on The Fan. Here's Schultz.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, we sure do. This is from Psychology Today. Today. And it is the top five arguments in modern relationships. 5 was family. 4 was chores. 3, communication style. Number 2.
Gotta be sex.
No.
Wow.
Money.
Yeah, I was gonna say sex and money. Take your pick.
Sex is not on the list.
Really?
That is shocking to me.
No.
Yeah.
Why? What do you mean? What's the argument?
Not having it.
Yeah, you need to have it with me when you're not ready.
You're bad at it.
Yeah.
A lot of different arguments. Yeah.
Yeah. One wants it.
Did you get
one,
a prosthetic?
One wants it. One doesn't. You know, one's looking at porn. That's just... There's
different drives. There's different... It's actually... a therapist told me that that's kind of the biggest. It's funny that you brought up Suk in our last segment, that like one person has a definition of like clean and the other has a different definition. That in general is the biggest issue amongst couples, is like, yo, one person, they say this is communication, the other says this is communication, and you just can't figure it out sometimes. It sucks.
Well, maybe by year 50. You'll get something right.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe
figure
one.
It out. I am surprised that sex is not...
not on the list.
Not on the list. That I would have bet $1 million that somewhere in the top five that getting it on was going to be...
I would have thought money would be number one.
Yeah.
But it is number two, which makes for an exciting reveal of number one here in a moment.
Well, but money is like, that's
it's age old.
That's age old.
Yeah. Money is another one of the most well-documented sources of conflict in relationships, irrespective of couples' income levels. Since both high and low earning couples have been observed to argue frequently about finances, you can easily surmise that these disputes are very rarely about the literal numbers you can see on their bank statements. Instead, they usually represent partners' anxieties about their security, their freedom, and their social identity or status.
Well, and you get down to, especially if one makes a lot more, one doesn't work, you get into that, it's my money, it's not your money. You know, again, if one person's a spender, one person's not. I mean, I've even seen where the wife will buy a nice birthday gift or vice versa, and the other person's upset because of what they spent, even though that gift was for them. I mean, that's just, money is a tricky situation no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of it's about upbringing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
what you were taught, what you weren't taught.
Yeah.
You know, where was your starting line with money? Where was their starting line with money?
Yep.
Someone, you know, like my wife, you know, she might want to spend, like she got her nails done today.
Sure.
That to me, I'm like, oh my God, that again? But to her,
that again.
It's like, it's amazing how often she does it.
She looks at you like, really a putter? Really?
Dude, there's a really funny video.
Scotty Cameron putter?
On Instagram of the woman who puts out, she's in England, and she puts out all of the guy's putters.
Yeah.
And he's got three of them. And she's filming him, and she says, hey, come here. He's like, yeah, hey, babe. And that was more Aussie, wasn't it?
A little bit.
And she's like, really, a third putter? Really? And it's so funny to watch him just talk in circles about, well, you know, this one, it's a little bit more center weighted. And so I just really felt like I needed, you know. And then she did it with drivers, and he's got like five of them. So, yes.
Everyone has
exactly. It's the same thing. Yeah. Like, we do not argue about money.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is we definitely have very different spending habits.
Sure.
But at the same time, like, if I don't like something she buys, I'll just keep that to myself because she doesn't need to know that I just lost a bunch of money on a stupid football game. You know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
It is fair. Like, I'm not call. Why would I call her out when I'm gambling on football? Like, how dumb is that? At least she got something for her money.
Yeah.
So I never, it's really not a problem for us. Mm. And we both have, you know, decent jobs. And,
similar enough where
it's like,
yeah, it's, that is.
I got to crack the whip every once in a while, you know.
Sure.
Come on, take some more clients.
You see the Amazon packages start piling up.
Oh, my God, they're daily.
Yeah. I don't know if this happens. So the Amazon account is under my name, so I get emails for what's been shipped. And, boy, I will tell you, man, there are days I look in there and I see, like, six things. And normally it's, like, whatever. But every now and then I make the mistake of clicking on what was ordered. And I have to be like, what in God's name?
Well,
What just happened?
Can I offer you some advice?
Yeah.
Get separate Amazon accounts. You don't need to know what's in there.
No, I probably don't. This was something that I got. Like, I got a thing, and I got a acrylic fridge mag. I got a bunch of acrylic fridge magnets, and I like when I looked at it, and it wasn't like it was a lot of money, but like I was like, why are we buying acrylic fridge magnets? Like, why are we spending 20,
You let that go.
$26 on... I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's not worth
it.
Fridge
magnets?
Not worth it.
Dude, I didn't say anything.
Shut your pie hole.
I said nothing, but in my brain...
She wants some fridge magnets.
What? What? Fridge magnets?
Bro, anything under $100, just let it go.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, not
it's
even.
It's not, yeah.
She works. She, you know, she can buy fridge magnets. That's, you, dude, seriously, yeah. Get your own Amazon account. It's worth every penny.
The amount of crap that gets delivered on a daily basis is just, and I just have no idea what, I don't even know where it goes. I never see it. I'll never see those fridge magnets, but they're there. I don't know whose fridge they're for. Probably not ours.
My wife will say, like, well, a lot of this is stuff we need for the house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay, satisfactory to me. Thank you. I'm just going to lay
a
couple bucks on the Browns tomorrow.
And we'll be good.
Thank you for buying our toilet paper.
There you go.
And the number one thing that modern couples argue about in today's modern times is...
So not sex, it's not money. Politics?
Tone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the old tone.
Yep. This is universal.
Yeah.
Wow. The most common trigger for fights for American couples isn't a specific topic or talking point in particular. While these arguments may well have started out as a conversation about one of the above-mentioned themes, the tone partners use when talking to one another eventually becomes the most pressing issue at hand. Mm-hmm. Since your tone of voice can convey your emotional intent more powerfully than your actual words, these arguments tend to come down to delivery. A kind of tone versus a sharp one makes or breaks whether a grievance sounds like a genuine concern or a hostile criticism.
See, isn't this communication, though? That's weird.
The amount of times that I have been chastised for my tone. And that, by the way, that is an exact...
Yeah, I got it just the other day.
That is the exact
it's
phrase.
Your tone.
I don't like your tone.
All right. Well, yeah, I get that, too. I'll try to change my tone.
Love you, babe.
What is happening?
Love you. I suck. You're right, I suck. I'll be better tomorrow. Bye.
Yeah. I told you the other day, I came home and she was making something. I asked what she was making. She told me and I was like, oh, that's awesome. And she's like, I don't like your tone. I was like, what? She said, you need to be more excited. It was homemade sweet and sour pork. And I was like, oh, that's great. But apparently I did not say it in a tone that conveyed the proper amount of excitement. And then when I did try to be more excited, then she said that my tone was fake and it was too late. I've already ruined the moment. And I'm like,
I need to work on your tone.
Like, I don't know what to tell you.
We all need to work on our tone.
Yes. So, I apparently have terrible tone.
This says as research in 2022 included in a chapter of nonverbal communications in close relationships notes, we humans are incredibly sensitive to the communication cues that accompany speech, like body language, eye movements, the space between two people, and of course, tone of voice. Things like sarcasm, sighing, scoffing, or shouting can very quickly activate a threat response within us. That is the way someone's words sound can feel almost more antagonizing than their word choice alone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bingo. I did not think, I would have never guessed that tone was in there, but boy, that's a solid number one. I can't argue about tone.
Yeah, when you think about it, I don't know how it's not number one.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just feel like that's in the umbrella of communication, though. But it is kind of its own big thing.
A little different, but I got it the other day. What was I? Oh, I sometimes, like I said, I think the root of our problems would be she is just always talking about things that I don't care about. Or that I'm just like, all right, you know, whatever. Yeah. And so I sort of blow them off, and that's the tone. Mm-hmm. I can't be doing that. I have to, you bought a new throw pillow? Yes! Oh, my God! Where did you get, come here, talk to me, tell me all about it. Where did it come from? What store?
Tell you right now, it's a crappy tone.
You saved $20? No, I'm being serious. This is what she wants.
Oh, that really?
No, I'm you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm being facetious, but it's like, that's...
Yeah, she wants the big over
Let's be engaged about all of this stuff. Meanwhile, 96% of it I don't care about. Right. And so that then leads to my tone. It's a dismissive tone. It's like, nice pillow, whatever. And she's like, what? You don't have to care about the pillow. It's your tone.
See, that's the problem. I can't thread the needle because if I'm too excited, she doesn't like that tone either. And I'm not like over the top, but if I'm just like, oh, that's really awesome, I'm fired up for you, she scowls at me and goes, And I'm like, what? And she's like, that doesn't sound authentic. And I'm like, for God's sakes.
It's hard to find the proper tone.
I can't, exactly. It's too high, it's too low. I don't know what to tell you. I have one tone. And apparently it's a piss poor tone at that.
Yeah, my tone's smart assy, as you guys all know.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, she mine doesn't like that.
No, I hear you.
Not her favorite.
Mine's not a smart assy tone. I just can't figure it out. Don't even get me started on resting bitch face. We go over to like, is my face part of my tone?
Yeah.
Because we'll go.
That's what it just said.
Yeah. We'll go out with like her friends and I'll sit in the corner, you know, like in a chair or whatever. I'll have a glass of something. I'll just be sitting there minding my own business. And then she'll come over to me and be like, could you look like you're having a worse time? I'm like, I'm just sitting here minding my own business. She's like, it's the face tone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sorry that I'm not photogenic. This is all I have. My face is just that way. And so then I'm like, well, for God's sakes, like what do you want? I'm just sitting, minding my own business.
Smile. Care more.
But then when I smile, that's again, when I smile, then
disingenuous.
It's disingenuous.
Yeah, I think maybe it's possible you guys should break up. You know,
it's possible.
You know, I'm just saying. All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, we're about done. I'm worn out. Big long week of radio shows.
A full week?
Yeah. You guys got all 4 hours every day from us.
Not next week.
I was going to say, no. I think Monday we were out at 6:30. Technically not.
Damn it.
God's sakes.
Oh, well.
Is that tone again?
Yeah, we've got no... Let's see. One, two... Yeah.
What?
There aren't many full weeks the rest of the year.
No, we're getting down to it. Next week, Thursday, Friday off, and then we're into the holidays, and some bowl games, and people taking some time off, and
things like that. A lot of people. A lot of people.
Yeah. I got to get drunk. Come on.
Well, don't we all?
That's how you survive the holidays.
This is a big time for people like Lowercase.
Yeah.
And the Youngs.
Time to step up.
They get some opportunities. Yeah. Called in from the pen.
Going to the left-hander.
Because everybody's out drinking.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people saying.
Yeah, maybe I'll get a host. I don't know.
Maybe Schultzy will get a host.
I did last year around Christmas a lot, so.
He should. I mean, this is like I said, this is the time where, you know, it's kind of hodgepodge. It's a hodgepodge lineup.
No one cares.
It's the replacements. Well, again, because everyone's out drinking. It's the holidays. No work gets done from December 1st, unless you're in retail. No actual work gets done from December 1st to like January 4th. Nothing. It's like a universally accepted thing. We're like, you know what? We're just gonna slough off for a bit.
We're done.
Yeah. That's why the Asians are coming to dominate us. But, you know.
That's
We got a better work-life balance.
Yeah, like if you could measure the month that we lose the most ground.
Oh, it's not even close.
It's December.
Yes. Yeah. My daughter is a school teacher over in Korea. You know when her day is off? Christmas. That's it. They go to school up until Christmas.
Mm.
Like, that's just...
Well, so do our kids.
No, they don't.
When do they get out?
They get out, there's usually, that's winter break. They get out at least the week before Christmas, and they don't go back until January 1st.
Yeah, a couple weeks off.
The Koreans take like 6 hours off, and then he's like, hey, you're back at it.
That's overrated.
All work and no play, baby.
Yeah, how about some balance?
Oh, they drink heavily too, but just saying.
They just show up hungover.
There you go. Work hard, play hard.
Everybody have a great weekend. We are back Monday, 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.